Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Salifu, tell us how the exercise has gone so far.
Come again.
Can you tell us how the exercise has gone so far?
Very well. For now, the exercise is good, as you say. The Accra Community Center and then walk straight to Accra Central to Farm of Human Circle. And now we are now back to Accra, specifically Zongo Lane, together with the AMA boss and then the Accra Coordinating Network Director. They are all here with the demolition team. So far, the team has not experienced any challenge. What report is that any trader who will reclassify his or her goods will be seized, will be confiscated if you like. It is only when we go to form a human circle, just closer to what has now known as Dubai. That is where we have some challenges. And now you know that we want to display VVIP, where they are operating the form of human circle. You'll be surprised to know that this man is operating his business without.
Right, Salifu, you spoke about some challenges. What are some of the challenges you face at Dubai?
That the AMA first was that some traders have organized themselves saying that they are going to, they are going to put the cash return. That is why the AMA told them that they have the men who can also challenge them. So for now, but there has been sanity. These traders have been advised. Please, the problem is about education. And the AMA says that from tomorrow onwards, that is where the power will start.
And how are those affected coping? Because we know decongestion usually comes with some emotions.
Hello?
How are those affected coping? Because we know that such exercises usually come with some sort of emotions.
Yes, some traders know they will not take it lightly if the AMA move in town trying to force some sort of sanity to take place. Within the capital city of Accra, the traders will not be happy as well. But what the AMA did was earlier, they have marked a red line for them, some white line. And then the AMA was telling them, you can sell, but don't go beyond this red line that we have demarcated for you. And others, their line was white. There's no go beyond it. They can sell for right, but if they go beyond this line, they will have their items seized.
Right, Salifu. Some of these exercises are usually carried out with vigor, and at the end of the day, the traders come back to the very spot. Has the assembly spoken of ways to sustain the exercise?
Very well. This is the question that we posed to the AMA mayor, that these exercises have taken place so many years ago. What is the assurance that this time around, the AMA will see somewhere, allow the traders to come back, and then the mayor assured us that it is a new exercise that is started. It is a one-man exercise. So they will be on this pavement, the fair for a good 1 month. They will make sure that sanity prevails in the streets of Accra.
Right.
The problem is that the AMA boss himself has given us me, Ajesua. He has given us the assurance that the AMA will enforce this bylaw. Whatever may be the case, they will be on the pavement for a good 1 month and make sure that there's sanity on the streets.
Right. Thank you, Salifu. That was our reporter, Salifu Dabri, who's given us an account of the decongestion exercise in Accra.